ceases to be. I believe that with all sincerity, based on observation and on truth. Verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. I've heard this. This verse is often corrupted by those who, as it is written, those who use the hidden things of dishonesty and walk in craftiness and handling the word of God deceitfully will say, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And that's not what Paul just said. He did not say that to be absent from the body, meaning speaking of death. He was not speaking of death. While we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. The body of this death, while it is our home, while we are at home and comfortable in this body, we are not in the presence of God. But when we suffer, and ultimately when we die, he is getting to that. But the idea is of suffering and of and going through things that the body would perish and be put to death, and that the inner man may come alive. And the house comes from heaven, so to speak, because the works come from heaven. The works that make us the sons of God. So while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord, from his direct presence. Now that, like I said, you can go from the body into the presence of the Lord. As Paul did it, like I remember, he said, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. But he's, like I said, he's not speaking of the normal, of what happens at death. Because, you understand, in the Bible, there's a certain understanding that when you die, it's like sleep. And that goes through many, many scriptures. But, you know, while we live, we are getting closer and closer to being in his presence. Not only in a spiritual sense, but in a literal sense, of course. We are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, we walk by, we believe we are closer to God because of the things that happen in our lives. We don't actually see it. So, in truth, we are not present with God in the body. Though, by faith, we know this is true, that we are coming closer and closer. That we would have a house if we were dissolved instantly. This is all, remember, this is all hypothetical, too. If our bodies just went poof, we would already have something. It's not like we would be naked. We are always confident, knowing that while we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. All he's speaking about is our desire. We are confident. We know that we, while we're at home in the body, we aren't with God. And we are confident and willing, rather, to be absent from the body, that we might be present with God. We would easily trade those things. But he's not saying an axiomatic thing like, when you die, you're immediately going to God's presence. Though, I would say perceptively, that's exactly what does happen. Meaning, we, from the perspective of someone living on earth, the dead sleep. But from the perspective of someone who dies, the resurrection is the next thing you know after you die. Whether the first or the second, it doesn't matter. As far as that's the next thing you will know. From the perspective of someone on earth, though, the dead are all sleeping because the resurrection is not yet come. And anyone who says otherwise is a liar. In 2 Timothy 2:18, it says, "The word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, to overthrow the faith of some." Now, some people, I hear them characterize it and say, well, they were saying they missed the resurrection. No, it doesn't say you missed the resurrection. The idea is that the resurrection is already going on. That it's already happened. Meaning that the dead are raised. And I don't mean just their bodies. Like I said, the point is not about their bodies. It's about the person and the tabernacle. It's not about the corpse. Well, I expect bodies to rise. But my point is, David, as Peter said in Acts 2, David has not ascended into the heavens. The resurrection has not happened yet for any except Christ. No man has ascended into heaven except he that came down from heaven. There's no one there. So he's not saying to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He says we're willing and confident to be absent from the body so that we might be present with the Lord. It's a question of perspectives. If you're alive on the earth, the resurrection has not yet come. When you die, it will come very fast. Because if you're dead, there's no perception of time, space, of anything. But to say it says anything more than that, to try to use this verse to pervert the clear teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, who told us that all that are in their graves are going to hear his voice and come forth, some to life and death, to overthrow the resurrection of the dead, one of those cornerstone doctrines of Christianity, is to become an apostate from Christianity. The resurrection of the dead is one of the essential doctrines of Christianity. You must have it correct, or your faith will be overthrown. People do not die and go to heaven. The spirit returns to God who gave it, but the spirit is not the person. Spirits, you know, John came in the spirit of Elijah. What, was he Elijah reincarnated? No. It was just, I could have the same spirit of someone else, or similar, you know, spirits are more generic. It's just life. Just. But it is life, it is not a person.